Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
This one's going to touch everyone right here. A man collapses in the ER waiting to get a room. You ever been to the emergency room?
Oh, yes. My God. Yes.
Play your schedule.
Yeah.
This man went to the ER. He lost so much blood waiting for the ER.
No.
For them to get in the room, he collapsed in the waiting room.
No.
Yeah.
I've collapsed in a waiting room with my kidney stones. I went in there. Oh, I was rolling around on the emergency room floor. Like, rolling around, screaming on the emergency room floor.
Yeah, I need y'all on film.
Oh, no. My mom was with me. Like, it was crazy. I was like, oh, God, hurry up.
It's worse than the DMV.
Oh, it's bad.
You can go on. Bad. And you plan your day gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of blood weight and just collapsed.
Damn, man. Oh, Lord. That's not good. A Florida man took the old Dine and Dash to a whole new level. He was on a first date. And the guy, whose identity has not been released, took her to Denny's. That should have been her first key. Not that there's anything wrong with Denny's. I like Denny's.
Me too.
Grand Slam's pretty good.
24 hours.
You're not going to hate on Denny's, because I like Denny's. French toast is on point. Your French toast is on point, not going to lie. But anyway, so first date, right? He and the date left, and then all of a sudden he started going like 100 miles an hour. Patrol cars gave chase when they saw the guy driving erratically, and he told the woman he wouldn't stop because he didn't have a valid license and wanted to avoid arrest. He never paid for the meal. It was Dine and Dash first date.
Gotta go.
Officers managed to put the spikes down, so the vehicle stopped. The man fled into the woods. They didn't find him yet. But she was like, they're like face down, chick. She had to say, like, what's going on? Like, this is my first date with this dude.
Worst first date.
Worst first date ever.
Oh, my God.
Was that crazy?
Yes. He got away.
And she was left, like, face down with a guy.
No. He probably had to pay for the meal.
Yeah.
Traumatizing.
Ooh, they know where he is. He's in the Orlando area, so they're looking for him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, funny.
And good news, Shawn Mendes just recently turned 21, and he had his 21st birthday party, and it was somewhere in New York, it looks like.
Turned 21?
Videos. Yeah,
that's a
landmark. And his little boo thing, Camila Cabello.
Oh, so it's official.
I think so, because they were making out.
Okay.
There's a video.
Okay.
She grabbed his face, and they're kissing it, and he grabbed her face.
Oh, God. It's so cute.
Yeah, they're a thing.
Buck's like, what is wrong with all of you? It's going to last for 2 weeks.
This is Buck's. And it's done.
2 weeks and it's done.
We're all Shawn Mendes stands.
I'm still, I'm all emotional about Miley and Liam. I can't.
I know.
So this is huge for Connecticut. East Hartford's own William Knight, he won last night. That was like all over the timeline.
Go ahead, William.
It was flooded, and Vargas DeCastro, he's a UFC fighter. That's the good thing about having people on Facebook. I saw that he went on his wall and posted, welcome to the UFC. So we have someone from Connecticut. Yo, you should have seen that man fight. When he was down, I felt like I was down. When he was pinned, but that he just came around. And it's funny because his sister graduated with me, Candace. He used to be bullied when he was younger. You would never think that he was bullied like that. And he didn't
try it now.
Right. And he put a before and after picture of Genesis Nancy Buck, how he used to look, opposed to how he looks now. I'm so proud of my dude, and he always has my back. So
that's so good.
Shout out to William Knight.
There you go. That is the Ish You Missed.